You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Keep you warm. And my windows might be dirty, but it's my house. And if I can't see out sometimes, they can't see in either. English isn't a good language to express emotion through. Mostly, I imagine, because people try to speak English instead of trying to speak through it. I don't know. Maybe this is a silly poem. I'm saying it's my house, and I'll make fudge and call it love and touch my lips to the chocolate warmth and smile at old men and call that revolution. 'Cause what's real is really real. And I still like men in tight pants, 'cause everybody has something to give, and more important, needs something to take. And this is my house, and you make me happy, so this is your poem. Needs something to take, and this is my house, and you make me happy, so this is your poem.
You're listening to WYXR. My name is Taliba Safia, and today our 1 o'clock show will be focused on a little bit of freedom music, perfectly in line with Ina's last episode. That was Nikki Giovanni, My House. Next up, The Stylistics, People Make the World Go Round.
People sails around, go underground, young man.
Listening to WYXR 91.7. My name is Taliba Safia, and today we are playing some freedom songs that feels like the appropriate mood of the day to me. I hope that you're in the same space and that you can enjoy these grooves. We started off this afternoon with some Nikki Giovanni, My House. Then we played The Stylistics, People Make the World Go Round. I love that song so much. Then we played It's Gonna Rain by Reverend Milton Brunson and the Thompson Quartet. Then we did some Georgia Ann Muldrow and then some We Shall See. But I'm going to let you listen to this here, Bernice Reagan Johnson, because there is a new world coming.
Over. Where you going to be standing when it comes? There's a new day coming. Everything gonna be turning over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes? For far too many years, I've been marching, singing, and talking, doing things I thought would make me free. While people halfway around the world, they've been fighting and dying and bleeding. Now it seems that they're gonna be. There's a new world coming. Everything gonna be turning over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes? You know the book, the Bible, you read it and you see. It will surely come to pass. This is how it's gonna be. Those that were weak and humble would come and gain the earth. Them that shuddered at the bottom would rise and rule the world. There's a new world coming. Everything gonna be turning over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes? The nations of Asia and Africa, they're taking over their lives. The sisters and brothers south of us are finally getting wise. Then take a look, United States of the North American clime. Your strange mixture of wealth and hate, you won't be exempt this time. There's a new world coming. Everything is turning over. Everything be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes? There's a new world coming. Everything over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing? Where you gonna be standing? Where you gonna be standing when it comes?
Yeah. are traumatic times we're living in. Now we gon' answer life and knowing death is on the other end. It's like we lack the mental discipline. Disease is in the soil. Our village really needs a sterilant. And soul searching is a lost art. So many have jumped ship. How many more have to disembark? Before we realize we need a spark, cause fear's the real foe. We gotta show it that we're lion-hearted. Under the antecedent, spirit needs better treatment. Gotta start the debridement. It's a gift that we're breathing. Wellness is too infrequent. Hardships be needing easement. Think we're all in agreement. Cognizance is really needed. Clearing better perception helps enhance perception. Safer spaces we want to help promote inner reflection. Welcome in imperfections. Reconnect disconnections. This ain't no misconception. We rise through introspection. And once we do some self-examining, we can drink the sacred potion only found in life's candy can. I never said meditation wasn't intricate, but we gotta escape the state we're in.
Sometimes you gotta throw it out the window. Out the window, out the window. Sometimes you gotta throw it out the window. Out the window. Would you please roll it down, let the wind in my face. The sunshine brings about peace someday. Sometimes you gotta throw it out the window.
So much pollution in the atmosphere. It's hard for me to breathe and tell me how am I to persevere. Around the sphere, things are unclear. But what if imagineers started a cipher to re-engineer? The psyche stages we are trapped in. It made it more effortless and painless for you to tap in. Would you do it or would you collapse in? To live, I gotta breathe, and I ain't breathing if I'm gasping. No, it's death over bondage. Won't let my mental tarnish. I was fooled by the garnish. Really on the plate was carnage. Cleared out the heart's blockage. Surpassed the brain's wattage. Forbidden fruits by the garden. It will start to abolish. Unsatisfactory. False trajectories. We'll build a place where everything in is elementary. You'll see the gallantries. Life's new introductory. Yeah. See the world from the eyes of an errant tree. And once we visit our intelligence, we can walk amongst the others and really display true diligence. I never said that this work was the easiest, but it helped escape the state we're in. Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta throw it out the window. Out the window, out the window. Sometimes you gotta throw it out the window. Out the window. Would you please roll it down, let the wind in my face. The sunshine brings about peace someday. Sometimes you gotta throw it out the window.
Was an interpretation that simply said this: it could not possibly be true that black people created a civilization like this. I call it the legacy of disbelief. The idea that, wow, I mean, this is in Africa. How did these temples get in Africa? How did these columns get in Africa? How did the father of medicine get to be an African? I mean, how did the father of writing get to be an African? I mean, how did the originators of astronomy get to be African people? The originators of agriculture, of geometry, of surgery, of music.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. Able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution
revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
That was Kirk Franklin, Up Above My Head. We are playing feel good freedom music, love music today on Straight From The Source. So some of these ain't from the source at all. Like, for example, this one, which is one of our favorite revolutionary songs. Get up, stand up. Let's get up, stand up, y'all.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
Support for WYXR comes from the Metal Museum. On the last Thursday of each month, May through September, the museum hosts their free after-hours event, Wet Thursdays, featuring metalsmithing demonstrations, exhibitions, food and drink trucks, and music from local bands and DJs. More information can be found at metalmuseum.org.
Memphis Listening Lab proudly supports WYXR. They provide a curated collection of music and music history, a forum for music-related talks and performances, and a music education, appreciation, and experimentation space located in Crosstown Concourse. You can find out more information on their Instagram page at Memphis Listening Lab or on their website at memphislisteninglab.org.
South. But this mule's had some learning, mostly mouth to mouth. This mule could be called stubborn and lazy, but in a clever sort of way, this mule could be working, waiting, and learning and planning for a sacred kind of day. A day when burning sticks and crosses is not mere child's play, for the madman is the most incandescent bloom. whose lovely soul is imperfection and its most lustrous groom. So stand fast, young old mule, soothe in contemplation thy burning hole and aching thigh. Your stubbornness is of the living, and cruel anxiety is about to die.
Freedom for your daddy. Freedom for your mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me. Freedom for your daddy's daddy. Freedom for your mama's mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. My name is Taliba Safiya, and today we are playing a soundtrack of freedom songs. It feels like the appropriate time for such a thing. We were just listening to some Charles Mingus. We've listened to Gil Scott-Heron. We've listened to, who else we listened to? Luca, one of my favorite songs by Luca, who's also working on an album rollout right now, I think. I'm saying that because he's been dropping a lot of great content and had a new single come out a couple weeks ago. We've listened to some Bernice Reagan Johnson. We've listened to some Georgia Ann Muldrow. We've listened to some gospel. We've listened to some soul. We've listened to some jazz, because there is no genre on freedom music. It can come in many different forms. And so I just wanted to do a little bit of exploration and play today on that type of music. And we're going to keep that going, keep that spirit and that energy going with Erykah Badu, Time's a Wasting.
Yeah. My country, 'tis of thee I sing. The gem of the ocean.
Or as I a street nigga would put it.
Thank y'all so much for spending some time with me this afternoon. We're going to close out with the John Coltrane, A Love Supreme, because at the end of the day, that's what it takes to really sustain this movement that we're having right now in the world. It takes a love supreme. And he knew that. So let's listen to this, jam out, and I'll see y'all next week around 1 o'clock. Peace.